Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle. Isn't it wonderful that we don't have to ride camels for hundreds of miles in dangerous territory to get to speak to a seer?
Well, I think it's wonderful that I can be able to help as many people as I can, because we do have this kind of a line.
That's right. There are some modern miracles that we really are very fortunate with, I think.
I think so, too.
I believe we have an absolutely wonderful program today. I know that you must be just full of wonderful energy. I can feel it all the way across the continent.
I feel it myself. Like some miracle is happening for somebody.
All right. Do you want to get right to the questions, or you would like to say something first?
Well, I would like to say that if you are really interested in having a private counseling, you need to call me, 520-896-9510, between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., and make an appointment, or if I'm not busy, I can take you at that moment. But I want you to know that you are free to make that call during the week, if you choose.
Well, now, that's Arizona time, so it would be 9 o'clock, 9 to 9 New York time, right?
Okay. I think so, yes.
Okay. All righty. Okay, so let's go right to this. Our first person.
Okay.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
May I ask who we're speaking to?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
How are you, Rose?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. And what's your question?
I would like to know, what do you see with regards to my love life?
I knew that was your question. I just knew it. Well, you know, part of it is you're sort of a workaholic.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the problem, Rose. You don't give yourself enough time to socialize, to meet someone. Or if you do meet someone, you're too shy to build a conversation, right?
Sometimes.
Right. You get too shy to say much. So what you need to do is just know that nobody can read your mind. Most people today can barely handle their own mind, let alone read yours. So when you come to that situation, remember, just choose your words carefully, and you can build a conversation. So don't feel that you're not able to do it, because you can do it. You're perfectly good at articulating what you want to say and asking questions that are wonderful. So remember who you are. Write down the questions you'd like and then pick the ones you're going to use. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And just out of curiosity, what have you been doing right along in order to meet someone?
I was going out to singles dances, and I was going out a lot, and I'm on a break right now.
Uh-huh. What are your favorite hobbies and the things that you really love to do?
There's a few things that I like to do, and I do them, and I hope to meet somebody who has similar interests.
Yeah. You know, I think that you're going to be more likely to meet someone that really is suitable for you if you spend more time in doing the things that you really, really enjoy instead of going to the singles dances. I don't know very many people who have met someone really special at a singles dance.
Well, you can meet anyone anywhere, so at least
yeah,
that, you know,
sure.
You got to get out.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, we lost her temporarily. How do you feel about that, Ada Marie?
Well, I feel that she's a very caring person and very concerned how other people feel.
Mm-hmm.
So she's careful when she meets someone to be pleasant and not try to, you know, overpower them. And she's quite, in other words, she's a little timid. But I think that if she breaks through that shell, she'll find that people are real happy to talk to her because she is intelligent and she is a good conversationalist. And I think that that's her high points to use to meet someone and to visit with them.
Great. Okay, Rose,
thanks for your
question. We've got some other people waiting, so I better move on if you don't mind.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
Laura, hi.
Hi, Laura. You had a question for Ada Marie?
Yeah, I do. I had a phone interview yesterday, and I was wondering how you see that going, if you see me getting a job with that company.
It looks very good. They were impressed with your ability to answer the questions quickly.
How do you see it going forward?
What do you mean going forward? The job?
Well, yeah, bringing me in for an in-person interview, hiring me on. How do you see it going from here?
I see your opportunity to take the job if you wish, but seems like you're hesitant about something. Are you hesitant about something?
No, not after.
Are
I,
you there?
I spoke with them. Yeah, I'm here.
Pardon?
I spoke with her. I'm not hesitant.
Okay. Oh,
good, because it seems like there's some hesitation there.
Okay.
But I think that you would be adequate at the job and like it and like the people you work with.
Great. So let's think positive, okay?
Okay.
So just hold what you need to do. Pardon?
And just imagine that you've already got the job.
Just know that you're there and you're in your desk. That's the fastest way.
Yeah.
And write yourself a note and say, I love my new job and I love the people I work with. Stick it under your pillow and see what happens.
Great. Thanks a lot, Laura, for your call. Hello?
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 Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Trish. How are you?
Oh, good.
And
what's happening, Trish?
Well, I have a quick question for you, Ada Marie. I'm in the middle of a business mediation, and I was wondering how you saw that coming out.
Well, it would depend on when you say you're in the middle of a mediation in business, is it your business or is it somebody else's?
It's someone who is asking me for money. It's not a business, it's a contractor.
I see. And what is your feeling of the contractor?
Well, I didn't think he was doing a very good job, so I got rid of him.
Okay, good.
Well, and you were right. But he was asking you for funds. Correct?
Right, so I have to go to a mediation to determine how much he's due.
Yeah, that's good. Get all your facts and everything and make sure that you write down every single thing that he did. And if some of it was inferior, make sure that you have a third party opinion.
Right. So I've done all that, and I was just curious how Ada Marie thought it would turn out.
Mm-hmm.
it will turn out in your favor, and it will turn out in your favor because he's done this to someone else before, and he's already been through this with somebody else.
Ah.
So there's a mark there again. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Amy.
Who are we talking to?
Janie, hi. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Ada Marie. I'm actually wondering about, this is a specific question, do you see it expanding into a romantic relationship with this person named Jay?
No. I'm sorry, that answer just came through my mouth. I just was silent, and no, it isn't.
Okay.
Make that a double no.
Okay. Well, do you see somebody else coming
in? I'm sorry,
honey,
but you'll be, yes, in about, I would say, 3 to 5 weeks.
3 to 5 weeks? Really? Completely new? Wow.
Completely new.
Are we a good fit?
But you'll meet you'll meet this person through a friend.
Hmm.
Okay.
That sounds good. Great.
It's a positive thing, so.
What was that, Ada?
What?
What did you just say? I'm sorry.
It's a positive thing, so you'll be glad you waited.
Yes.
Definitely. I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So let's go on to our... What?
You
I just
want
feel
what?
So good. I just feel really good about myself, you know, and I feel ready.
Well,
yeah.
And your new relationship will not only make you feel good and keep you feeling good about yourself, but he feels good about himself, so the joy is mutual.
That's awesome. So it's completely new, and I've never met this person. I've never met
right.
this person at all?
Right.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's go on to our next question. Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Nancy. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good.
My question is, now that I'm retired, I have all the time and energy now to devote to my spiritual path, and I was curious, what spiritual gifts do you see me developing, and how can I use them?
Well, the spiritual energy developing in you is going to appear to be very useful in your new experience of being not working steadily, so you have time to devote to your own spiritual growth, and you are already quite spiritual already. I mean, already. It'll just be all the things that you gathered up to this time will start to be operating through your life, and it'll be a very wonderful experience and a very happy thing for you, and the people you meet will be wonderful.
Wow, fantastic.
And I recommend that you spend as much time as possible with other spiritual people, either on the phone or in person.
Right, right. That's what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes.
Ada Marie, do you want to give your phone number here?
It's 520-896-9510, and I work between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Arizona
okay. time. Yeah, Arizona time. So if you call and we make an appointment, then you can be sure that I will be on the phone. I did a lot of work in hospitals in the last year, and so I've been tied up there, but I just retired from that work about, 4 days ago?
Okay.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That's where I work, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yes, so you call Ada Marie and talk with her, and I'm sure you have some other people that you're in contact with. So let me move on because we have the other people waiting. And thank you so much. Is
thank
it Nancy?
You. Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Okay,
Nancy. You are very, very kind.
Yeah.
You really have a kind heart.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, thank you.
And who are we speaking with?
My name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi. So I'm calling because I am so passionate about my career and about the choices that I'm making moving forward. And I wanted to know if you saw me getting new representation very soon. I'm in the creative arts industry.
Good. Yes. The answer is yes. That just came
wonderful.
Like that right there.
Just boom. Mm-hmm.
So it's moving forward for you.
Oh, wonderful.
It's great.
And do you see that happening
yeah.
like soon?
Yeah, it's in the process of happening as we speak.
Okay. Is it something that I have to actively go out and search, or is Spirit bringing the person to me?
You're going to meet them in some kind of a group. I don't know what, some kind of a group, socially, possibly, and you'll be a really happy because they're nice, strong people.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, they keep their word. If they tell you they'll do something, they'll do it.
Ooh, that's
important.
That's
a real must.
Yeah.
Right.
That's wonderful. So good luck, Nancy. And we're going to have to go on to our next question because we've got quite a few people waiting here. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Hello.
Hello, Ada Marie. Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, Ada Marie, it's Anne, and I have a question about my daughter. Her name is Ilana, and I would like to ask the dream to become a doctor and go into the medical school. She's finishing up her bachelor program at this time. Do you think that she will fulfill her dream and she will be accepted to medical school? I don't know.
Yes.
Next year.
Yes.
I don't think that this year she applied even.
Yes? The answer came three times. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, that's great. Do you know it will be on the
West
Coast?
Right, that's a wonderful thing.
Huh?
I agree.
Do you know if it will be?
I agree. That's marvelous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has a lot to give, don't you think, Ada Marie?
Oh, yes. Yes, she'll be well respected as well as being good at what she does. So she will go forward very well, very quickly.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay on and soak up some more energy.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Who's next?
Let's see. I'm trying to get them on the line. Let's see.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes,
there we
hi.
Go. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was hoping you guys might be able to see who it is that is coming to help me.
In your line of work, you mean?
Yeah, in my life. got a lot of situations that I need some help and support with.
Okay. See, you're asking a question, so let me see what the answer is, because I saw several things here. Uh, The answer is there is a man, a young man, maybe in his 30s or late 30s, who is well-versed in being able to assist you and turn you in the right direction. And you, somewhere you go or something you do brings you in contact with him. And I don't have the exact picture of that contact. I just know that it's there.
Okay.
So be aware if somebody... Pardon?
Oh, I was going to say, so it's no one that I already know or I've reached out to?
Oh, good. Good.
No, I'm asking. That's, so it is no one that I know.
Is it someone she already knows or someone
new?
Oh, is
it somebody you already know? Yes, it is somebody you already know.
Huh.
I didn't get the question quite.
Maybe it might be someone that you hadn't considered reaching out to.
It appears that she knows this person and... she hasn't somehow had the nerve to ask, but it's all right to ask because you'll get an affirmative answer.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's the eight.
Pardon?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. That age group is kind of my daughter's age, so I have no idea.
Who knows? Maybe it's one of your daughter's friends who you can never tell.
Right.
Sometimes you underestimate people because of their age, and you have to kind of be open, I think.
Right.
Is that what you're getting, Ada Marie?
Well, the person that, you know, today some of these young people are far advanced from us. Because they have studied and worked and brought themselves to a place where they're in the know now. So even though they appear to be younger, you'd be amazed at how wise they are. So
and
don't turn
and
that
the
away.
The connections that they might have too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can
right.
connect with people that you and I could probably never dream of.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That makes
sense? I hope that's helpful.
Well, I hope it happens fast.
but, honey, it will happen if you know that's what you want and you know that's what you're going to get. When you have the knowing, it appears. Hold the knowing.
Right.
And
this
you know,
right person.
Let up on your anxiety. Can you do that? Get a feeling of kind of anxiety that's sort of between you and your and the gift that's waiting for you.
Okay. I'll keep working on it. I'm working on it.
Good.
Just work on it very, very casually and let it happen.
And you know what? Let me give you my favorite prayer, which is, I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now. Even though you don't have a clue as to what that miracle might be, give thanks
right.
for
right.
it.
Right. You know, I have.
That's
I can
a, that's
attest
a,
to that because I've seen that many, many times in my life. I had no idea.
Well,
and
then
God was already working on it. Yeah.
Sometimes we forget what we mm-hmm. already know. So
right.
you need to be more confident in the support
in that's
there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Just hold the knowing.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
there's someone else waiting. You can hang on and listen. Sometimes we get answers to other people's questions. Answer our own that we didn't think of. So just hang on there. Hello.
Hello. My name is Anna.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Hi. To Anna. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes Anna.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay. I want to know if you see anything for me in terms of work, please.
Yes, but you are a little shy, so go in and with the knowing that you have the position. That's what you don't have when you go in to sign up for a position. You need to know in your heart that you can do the job and hold the knowing.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Are you working more freelance?
No.
No, you're looking for a permanent position.
Yes, permanent position.
Yeah, that's what she's looking for, but she has to go into the interview knowing she has the position.
Right.
Okay.
When you hold the knowing, it happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm holding the unknown.
No, you're not the unknown. You're holding the knowing.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to hold the knowing, not the unknown.
If you just know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
Well, that's kind of like
the little train. Yeah, but listen. The little train, as it went up the hill, said, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. He kept saying it until the little train got over the hill, right? Well, you have to know beyond the shadow of a doubt. You have to know it, and you keep on knowing it.
What about these feelings? I feel a little depressed. I can't really do anything about it, but I just, you know, I broke up with a boyfriend. I don't want to be with him anymore, but now I'm feeling like completely like, whoa, I'm feeling like depressed over it. It's really sad.
Well, you better sit down and have a chat with God and say to him what it is you really want in a relationship and write it down. So you don't go through this again.
Okay. Yeah, this was hard.
That's important.
You should be every once in a while, even though it's somebody that was really bad for you and made you miserable most of the time. You there's a little hole in your life when you end the relationship, but that's okay, because remember that the universe hates a vacuum. So when you release someone completely from your life, someone else will come in and fill that space.
I feel, I went to a healing, and I think that this healer cut all my cords because I told him I don't want to be with him anymore. And he cut all the heart, I think the heart space got cleaned, and I started to feel this depression afterwards, which I wasn't feeling before. So I think that's what happened. But I have to go through this, otherwise it wasn't going to, that's not good either. But this is not good either. Ugh. So sad.
So now a new thing will be right there when you get up over the depression. Say, I don't have time for depression. I am moving forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am
going
forward in my life.
I agree. I like
that.
You
know what
I am
came
moving
to,
forward.
Came
something
to me, I
good.
Think there was an... There was an old Beatles song that said, goodbye, goodbye, hello. And that's what you want to say, goodbye, hello. Goodbye to the old
goodbye,
and hello
goodbye.
To the new.
Yes, I like that. And
goodbye,
that's
hello.
What I want.
Good. And just keep saying, I'm ready for a beautiful relationship.
Yes, someone that's nice and kind and wonderful.
Okay.
And thank you, guys.
Anna Marie, would you like to give your phone number again and your web page where people can get your healing book?
Okay. My web is Anna Marie at the Golden Oracle .com.
I have one more question. After you mentioned your Golden Oracle book. So if I apply to two jobs that I really, really liked, can I hold in my heart the knowing that one of them will happen?
The best one will happen. Uh-huh.
That the best one will happen, and I know it will happen. And I'm going to have a chat with God because I know that He's with me and with you too. So all is well. All is
so
well
all
in my
we
world.
Have time left now for is love and light.
Right. Love
and
light, and God bless
God.
You all.
All
okay.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. Call again next week. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.